National News.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 4th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. For the second day in a row, a hurdler has broken their own world record at 400 meters to win the gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. On Tuesday, Norway's Carsten Warholm lowered his men's mark to 45.94 seconds. And on Wednesday, American Sydney McLaughlin broke her own women's record to take gold in 51.46 seconds. The AP's Denny Kapp reports.
21-year-old Sydney McLaughlin goes 1-2 with teammate Delilah Muhammad to deliver the United States gold and silver in the women's 400-meter hurdles. McLaughlin ran the 400-meter hurdles in a world record 51.46 seconds.
It's not one of the hot events that people usually want to watch, you know, a whole lap, but we've definitely made it something very interesting, you know. Every time you step on the track, there seems to be some sort of record broken. It's been really cool to just be a part of this group of women, especially in the track world. There's so much talent, and I think in all spectrums in terms of not just our event, but all the events, we're really seeing that a lot of things are possible that weren't before or maybe we didn't think were possible.
Muhammad, who led for much of the race before McLaughlin passed her late, finished just 12 one-hundredths of a second behind the New Jersey native and University of Kentucky Wildcat.
To be sitting here 1-2-3 with crazy fast times is just an accomplishment in itself. So I'm truly proud of that. It's not a, you know, me beating myself up because it didn't happen on an Olympic, you know, gold performance, but just me going back to that checking board and thinking, okay, you know, I might have another opportunity to do so. So I'm using this race as just that motivation for the next.
Femke Bol of the Netherlands earned the bronze, running it in a European best 52.03 seconds. I'm Denny Kapp.
Thanks, Denny. And my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden, will have more on Sydney McLaughlin's new world record later in the show. In the Olympic women's 3,000-meter steeplechase final on Wednesday, Uganda's Parith Chemutai won the gold medal in a time of 9 minutes and 1.45 seconds. That's a Ugandan national record. American Courtney Frericks won the silver medal, clocking 9 minutes and 4.79 seconds. And the Kenyan Hyvin Kiyeng won the bronze medal in 9 minutes and 5.39 seconds. Our friend in Kampala, Magume Davis Rakawinge, says he wants to give a big salute to Parith Chemutai for winning Uganda's first gold medal at the Tokyo Games. Magume adds it's also the very first Olympic medal by a female for Uganda. Magume gives her a salute, and let's also give Parith an official Sunny Side of Sports salute.
Hi, my name is Julius Diego, former world javelin champion and Olympic silver medalist. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The Kenyan Julius Yego bowed out of the Tokyo Olympics on Wednesday when he failed to qualify for Saturday's men's javelin final. On the track, though, Team Kenya won more Olympic medals. Emmanuel Carrere and Ferguson Rotich won gold and silver, respectively, in the men's 800 meters final. Carrere was crowned Olympic champion after clocking 1 minute and 45.06 seconds. And teammate Rotich won the silver with a time of 1 minute and 45.23 seconds. Polish runner Patrick Dobek won the bronze in 1 minute and 45.39 seconds. The Olympic men's triple jump final will be held on Thursday in Tokyo. An athlete from Burkina Faso is rated a good bet to win his country's first ever Olympic medal. Henry Wilkins reports from Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
Noba Kanabi has ever won a medal at the Olympic Games.
Young athletes like Khalid Sawadogo, though, practicing the triple jump here, are taking inspiration from a former member of the athletics club who looks set to do just that. Sawadogo is 23. He says that when you start athletics in Burkina Faso, you have the impression that you're at the bottom of the ladder. Zango, though, has shown by breaking the world record, jumping more than 18 metres, others can do it as well. Zango leaped into the record books in January, becoming the first person ever to jump more than 18 metres in an indoor triple jump. Optimism about his performance in Tokyo is running high. Speaking to Voice of America via Zoom just before he travelled to Tokyo, Zango said the pressure is mounting because of the expectations on him for the event. "We're arriving with a lot of ambitions to bring back Burkina Faso's medal," he says. "That's a positive thing. It proves that we can all accomplish great things." Burkina Faso is one of the least developed countries in the world. It's also in the middle of a conflict that has ravaged parts of the country, displacing more than 1.2 million people. Zango said on Twitter this month that winning the country's first medal could help build hope for the country's future. Zango's parents, meanwhile, say the secret to producing an Olympic medal contender is spotting talent early and nurturing it. Jacques Zango, his father, says, "We knew from his early school years he was someone who is curious, who likes to learn and who likes to push himself as far as possible." His mother, Felicite Zango, he always said that to be a good athlete, there are things he couldn't eat. She says she did what she could and helped him change his diet. Zango is also pursuing a PhD in electrical engineering at Artois University in France and fits his athletics career around his studies. Desire Sano, his high school coach, says his former student breaking the world record is already benefiting Burkinabe athletics, regardless of what happens in Tokyo. Sano says a lot of Burkinabe sportsmen can look up to Zango, but also many parents want their children to participate in athletics now. "This is a really positive thing for us," he adds. Sawadogo, for one, says Zango, has inspired him to aim for the Olympics. "It's the dream of every athlete to go to the Olympics," he says. "I'm aiming for 2024. I'm making it my personal goal." As Burkina Faso waits with bated breath to see if Zango brings home a medal, the triple jump final is scheduled for August 5th. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
Sporty greetings. This is Ese Brume, 3 times African champion in long jump. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Ese, and congratulations on your Olympic bronze medal in Tokyo on Tuesday. Germany's Malaika Mihambo won the gold medal in the women's long jump with a leap of 7 meters even.
It was, I think, the most exciting competition maybe in long jump women history. I don't know. It was so exciting to the end, and I'm happy that I made it. And it was, I think, one of the toughest competition I ever did.
And 2012 Olympic long jump champion Brittany Reese of the USA, in what she says is her last Olympics, won the silver medal.
I've had an extraordinary career. I have nothing to hang my head low about. I will go out as one of the greatest ever in the world long jumper, so there's a lot to that.
Meanwhile, for reaction to Nigerian athlete Ese Brume winning the Olympic women's long jump bronze medal, Iron Mike Mbonye called Tokyo, where he reached her coach, Coyote Yaya.
"I'm very happy, put in a lot of work. Eventually pay, so I feel very happy."
Did you see Ese Brume making a podium performance before the commencement of the Olympic Games?
Talking about podium performance is really out of question, because we are this kind of people who train just as we compete. We try to better our performance as it goes on. That puts you on the podium, so be it. But the whole idea and the purpose of our training is to get better by each performance.
What next for your athlete, Ese Brume, the Olympic bronze medalist?
What next for Ese Brume? Taking a vacation, relax a little bit, spend some time with family, friends, and loved ones. And that's it.
Can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners if Nigeria has more talents like Ese Brume in the long jump event.
Oh yes, Nigeria's got lots of talents, even better than Ese Brume, believe me. But you see, we don't have the atmosphere to invest or to harness these talents. Such a painful thing, isn't it? Yeah, we talk about lots of people in the labor market. We could use sport to take these people out of the labor market, not just channel the energy, their strength, into something productive. You hear crisis here and there, frauds, you hear kidnapping and insurgency and all that stuff. Look, if Nigeria can try to invest in the sporting industry, a lot of people will be out of social vices. So it's important we understand how these things work. We cannot reap what we did not sow, you know what I mean? So if we sow greatness, this youth will definitely channel their energy into something productive. I'm asking everyone listening to please ensure that you contribute into sports in Nigeria so you can take people out of social vices and try to engage people into something different. Not everybody looking for a white collar job. Everybody's not going to get it. And to tell you the truth, sport is a way of bringing a foreign exchange into the country, you know, and it's a way of having re-business activities going on. So I'm asking, please, and please, please, and please, to harness these young athletes, you need to invest in the sports.
That's Kayode Yaya, the coach of Nigeria's Olympic bronze medal winning long jumper, Ese Brume. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Tokyo, Japan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hi, this is Andre DeGrasse, Olympic sprint medalist, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Andre DeGrasse. On Wednesday, Andre won the biggest title of his career, an Olympic gold medal at the Tokyo Games. Andre clocked 19.62 seconds. That's a Canadian national record to win the men's 200 meters final. Americans Kenneth Bednarik and Noah Lyles won the silver and bronze medals, respectively. Bednarik crossed the line in 19.68 seconds. And Lyles finished in 19.74 seconds. For Andre DeGrasse, this was his second medal at the Tokyo Olympics. Andre won a bronze medal earlier in the games in the men's 100 meters. Andre DeGrasse also won three medals at the 2016 Rio Olympics in Brazil, a silver and two bronze. But as I mentioned, his gold in Tokyo on Wednesday is clearly the highlight of his sprint career. Meanwhile, let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to 19-year-old Liberian Joseph Fambule, who finished fifth in Wednesday's 200 meters race. Joseph clocked 19.98 seconds. That's a Liberian national record. Elsewhere, retired sprinter Vida Anim represented Ghana at four Olympics, Sydney 2000, Athens 2004, Beijing 2008, and London 2012. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports Olympic profile, Yawafusu Larbi in Accra reports Vida made a big mark in Ghana athletics 17 years ago. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Now, Ghana's 100-meter women's national record has stood at 11.14 seconds for the past 17 years. It was a record that was set at the Olympic Games in Athens in 2004. For many years, many female athletes have come through to try to break it, but have all fallen short. The woman whose record still holds is Vida Anim. Vida left the sport a decade ago and now lives in the United States, where she is raising her family. It has been many years, but the feeling of smashing that national record under the Athens lights is one that has never left her.
It was Olympics, and I broke that record in the first round in my heat. But the second round, unfortunately, I got injured because I was hoping to do more better or to go more faster than the first heat. Well, the feeling was good when you see that now you are the record holder in the whole Ghana. I was young, and then I feel more excited. I was so happy. I feel like the enjoyment, I could not explain it how I felt that day. Because even the first round when I broke, my coach was like, wow, you run so easy, and the way you run, you did not stress yourself. It was more easy. I was surprised that this time came out and that thing. So the feeling was okay.
Anim got into athletics by accident. She only wanted to try it because everyone seemed to love it. She grew up in Atebubu Amanteng, a town in the Bunuhavu region in Ghana's Middle Belt. In a junior high school's athletics competition, she decided to join the track team. In that competition, she won not one, but three races. She was the outright star in the town after those races and decided to take it up to the national level after that. As the 100-meter record holder, Vida concedes that there are times that she goes online just to check to see if her record has been broken.
That was, let's say, some years back that I was checking. But for the past 2 years or 3 years now, I have not checked Ghana athletics. I think when I got pregnant, and this because things was not good, so I did not have time to check all that. But some years back, I was checking, like checking on the internet to see how the Ghana athletics was going. But for some years now, no, I have not followed Ghana athletics.
Every athlete has a year where everything seems to be working in their favor. In Vida Anim's case, that year was 2006. She swept medals and won on some big stages.
Yeah, 2006, well, because I came out from injury. Since that 2004, after the Olympics, after I break the national record, and the injury took me for so many, let's say, years or months. So I came out the whole 2005, I was down. I did not compete much because of the injury. So I prepared myself very well that year. My coach took time. We went to training camp and other things. So 2006, it was a surprise because I could not believe that I would win that good. And the way I ran that event, especially the relay, I did not even expect something like that. So that year, it was like a year for me. It was the best year for me.
After a flurry of medals and titles, including one gold medal at the African Games in 2007 and several bronze medals, Vida is now out of the sport for good. The only focus for her now is her family.
I think I left the athletics since 2000, after the Olympics in London. Yeah, I think that was the last time I competed for Ghana. Well, not so much. I've been working here and there. What will I say? Well, like I said, not much. I was just working on my own, how to live my life. I decided to stay out from athletics because I do not want to get involved in athletics. I want to try something else. I want to try something different from athletics. So I've been working with one or two things since I left athletics. I'm not planning to become athletics because already my husband is already a coach, and it will not help me. Since I have a child at home, it will not help me. So I decided to stay out of athletics. I don't want to become a coach. That's why I tried to do something different out from athletics.
Ghana's glory days in athletics seem far gone now, but the former sprinter believes the country can be back to the top again with proper planning.
If we prepare the athletes, get them into competition, they want to get, we get them into competition, we prepare them, we will get there. Because the athletes that we have in Ghana and the athletes that we have in Europe, they are not better than those who are in Ghana. But the Ghana, the problem is we don't have the facility. We don't have the things that we will use to prepare ourselves. But here, they have everything. So if we get everything together, if we prepare ourselves, get everything together, we'll be better. Africa, we are strong.
Vidanim's 17-year national record still holds. And looking at the Ghanaian athletic terrain, it may take a while before that record comes down. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
My name is Emmanuel Tufour, three-time Olympian for Ghana and former 100 meters sprinter. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Tatiana McFadden will be competing for Team USA at the Paralympics, which officially open on August 24th. And go until September 5th in Tokyo, Japan. As I mentioned at the top of the show, American Sydney McLaughlin made headlines in Tokyo Wednesday when she broke her own world record to win the Olympic gold medal in the women's 400 meters hurdles. VOA's Gwen Uten has reaction now from McLaughlin and her teammate, silver medalist Delilah Muhammad. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. The two American hurdlers, gold medalist Sydney McLaughlin and silver medalist Delilah Muhammad, ran the race of their lives on Wednesday, with both women breaking the world record in a thrilling race to the finish. Champion Sydney McLaughlin beat her own world record that she set in June at the U.S. Olympic trials, where she became the first woman to break the 52-second barrier in the 400-meter hurdles. And following Wednesday's gold-winning performance, McLaughlin told reporters her new world record of 51.46 seconds was achieved with the help of a very fast track.
I definitely say it's a fast track. You can feel a difference, you know, it being Mondo and everything. I don't know how to really describe it. A lot of people talked about the shoes, but I do think it's just one of those tracks. It gives you that energy right back and pushes you and propels you forward.
This year marks McLaughlin's second Olympic appearance. She was only 17 when she made her Olympic debut at the 2016 Rio Games, where she had an impressive start but failed to reach the final. The now 21-year-old says she felt no pressure leading up to the Tokyo Games, but admits she does feel the added weight of being an elite athlete.
I think there is a lot, you know, a lot of it comes from social media, a lot of it comes from just outside things that you can't control. I think it's really important to focus on the things that you can control. And I think for me personally, what's really helped is my relationship with God. It's given me a perspective to deal with a lot of those emotions that the world throws at you. And, you know, in terms of people who are struggling with it, I do feel for them because this is a really hard thing to do, to be at this high level and have to compete with the whole world watching you. So I feel for them and I pray for them. And, you know, I just hope that everybody can get to a place where they can get back to enjoying what they love to do.
Silver medalist Dalila Muhammad also ran a personal best with a time of 51.58 seconds. 5 years ago, she won gold in the 400-meter hurdles in Rio, and all eyes were on Muhammad in Tokyo as she prepared to defend her title. And after the race, she told reporters she feels no disappointment with second place.
Kudos to Sydney for winning. That was absolutely amazing, and nothing to take away from her. But, you know, I think in general, just we as a society need to celebrate all of the accomplishments that are made and be happy with the accomplishments that you make within yourself. And to just sit up, to be sitting here 1, 2, 3 with crazy fast times is just an accomplishment in itself. So I'm truly proud of that. Yeah, so no mixed emotions here today. There's always things that you want to do better just as an athlete, as a competitor. There's small little checkups that I felt that I could have done better in that race, but it's not me beating myself up because it didn't happen on an Olympic, you know, gold performance, but just me going back to that checking board and thinking, okay, you know, I might have another opportunity to do so. So using this race as just that motivation for the next, then yeah, I'm super happy with it today, and this is not my last race of my career.
The two women can now add their gold and silver to the medal count for the United States. As of this report, the women of Team USA have won more than double the medals of the men. And Dalila Muhammad has a theory about why.
Women do it better. No, I'm just kidding. you know, I think it's just a testament of our hard work. I think, you know, American athletes, especially all the men too, but, you know, we definitely just push ourselves. We see it at Olympic trials. It's ridiculous just to get on this Olympic team. You have to be at your very, very best that day. And that drive and that motivation just continues at the Olympics. So definitely just pushing ourselves to just be at our very, very best and pushing each other.
Sydney McLaughlin has said competing against Dalila Muhammad goes much deeper than a rivalry. She said iron sharpens iron. It's two people pushing each other to be their best. On Wednesday, we also saw the best from Femke Bol of the Netherlands, who broke the European record to take home the bronze. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. Gwen mentioned Team USA adding to its Olympic medals count thanks to the gold and silver in the women's 400 meters hurdles. The USA ranks first in total medals won at the Tokyo Olympics with 79 after the end of Wednesday's action. If we break that total down, the USA has 25 gold medals, 31 silver, and 23 bronze. However, because gold has more weight in the official Olympics medals table, China is at the top with 32 gold, 22 silver, and 16 bronze for a total of 70 medals. Host Japan is third on the table with 21 gold, 7 silver, and 12 bronze, and a total of 40 medals. And And that wraps up the August 4th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.